Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
Right, you're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So before you guys run out and try to find your nearest mattress sale, all right, or whatever you're buying on President's Day weekend, can you name 10 presidents, 10 former presidents? Now, some of you guys will say, yeah, Reagan, Obama. Okay, well, that's two. Still going to come up with eight more. Biden, Trump, okay, there you go. But what about an order? Can you go in order? Can you start from George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, James Monroe? No. Monroe was fifth. See? Madison was the fourth one. I think it was, hold on, think George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, and then Monroe. I forget Monroe's first name. A lot of them have the names of James. Let me see if I can find this. I could name at least 10 presidents. James Monroe. Okay, thanks. Then John Quincy Adams, then Andrew Jackson, and then Martin Van Buren. I think a lot of us struggle after the first four or five presidents. We could go backwards. Biden, Trump, Obama, Bush, Clinton, Bush Sr., Reagan. I'm going backwards. And I remember I was a little girl. Jimmy Carter, Ford, Nixon, Lyndon B. Johnson, JFK, Eisenhower. Okay, I'm way past 10, okay? So I'm doing good. And then Truman. I want to make sure I'm getting them in order. FDR, Herbert Hoover, and then I start to lose it. So we have a problem here where we can't even name... do you guys even know how many presidents we've had? We're on number 46. We've had 46 presidents. It's President's Day. Does anybody even... And I get people like, well, I don't like my president. Well, I don't like my previous president. So I don't... President's Day was originally supposed to honor... President's Day was a day that got moved because when George Washington died in 1799... They wanted to celebrate his birthday. So in the 1800s, they would honor his birthday, which was, I think, February 22nd. I have to double-check that. Then when Abraham Lincoln passed, they honored his birthday. Well, with the Uniform Time Act, where they wanted in the 60s to make more three-day weekends so you didn't have all these holidays, they combined George Washington's birthday and Lincoln's birthday. So we ended up having the third Monday of February a day off. President's Day weekend. And so then we honor all the presidents. You know, they did that with Memorial Day and Labor Day. They tried to do that with Veterans Day, where they tried to make Veterans Day on a Monday, and they got some pushback, I think, in the 70s, so they just kept Veterans Day November 11th because of Armistice Day, and we spoke about that. So we here we are. People are enjoying the day off. They're buying mattresses. Again, I'm not exactly sure why the mattress is the big deal, but President's Day sales all about mattresses, I guess. I'm sure there's some clothes sales. There might be even some margaritas. I don't think a lot of people really, remember our presidents. And I think it's because the longer we go and the more we see behind the curtain of politics, the less we respect our politicians. And I think where we are right now is we've had the least respect for presidents than we've seen in a long time. How the American public vilified Trump and are vilifying Biden, nobody respects the person in that office. And maybe it's because people in that office might not be worthy, or maybe it's because people are just so blinded by their political beliefs that they just, you know, they don't show respect where respect is due. So I get a lot of us have issues with Biden as our president or Trump being our president or Obama or Clinton or Bush or, you know, but it is a time to realize that these are people that put their lives, you know, people unfortunately, you know, want to remove presidents, as we saw with JFK, as we saw with Ronald Reagan. And it's I think a day where we put politics aside and we, you know, honor those who are representing our country and serving. Now, sometimes we'd like them to do a better job, but they are there and we show our respect. So now, how do you remember the presidents? So all of us have little, okay, so how I remember, so Washington, Adams, Apple, Thomas Jefferson, I just know Thomas Jefferson's the third one, Madison, somebody got mad, so you could say George had to wash his Adam's apple before his mommy got mad and made him row the boat. And there's your five with Monroe number five. See? So you could come up with little sentences. You could also use, you could take like the first letter and come up with a sentence. You can, so like, okay, William Henry Harrison, John Tyler, James Polk, Zachary Taylor, Millard Fillmore, Franklin Pierce, and James Buchanan. Those are tough. So you could try to say a hairy tie poked Taylor, and I don't know. Now, you know what? I don't know how to memorize them. I wish I could. So before you guys, like I said, before you guys go out and buy your mattress, just you know, just try to see if you could memorize or at least learn 10 presidents. For those of us that are losing our memory, it's a great exercise. We're having memory issues because we don't have to do what we used to do in school where we have to do time tables and memorize things. So for President's Day, your homework for your mental status, okay, and nobody's asking Biden to do this, which they might need to, just see if you can name 10 presidents. And if you can, try and name 15. If you can, try and name 20. Just random. Even if you get them out of order, that's totally fine. And then try to do them in order, going back from Biden to Trump to... And I think it's a good mental exercise, and it's a nice way to honor them while you're in the checkout counter buying your mattress. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It blows my mind that I used to have everybody memorized, and now I have to look it up. Hey, do as I say, not as I do. I struggle, but I'll get there. I'll memorize them again. 1-877-DOCDALI. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So former President Jimmy Carter is currently receiving hospice care at his home in Georgia. We got this news this weekend. And it was amazing, all the outpouring for our 39th president. He's 98, and what he's been able to overcome from health issues, including stage 4 melanoma, hip fracture, it's amazing to still have a former sitting president who was born in 1924 and served in the late 70s to, you know, still be with us. And he continued in his 80s and 90s to teach. I think he stopped teaching Bible class when he was in his early 90s. And I mean, imagine being a kid in that Sunday school and learning, right, from a former president. That has got to be pretty cool. In fact, Jimmy Carter's grandson, I think, spoke to my son's school and a really nice family. And I understand his presidency was wrought with inflation and a bunch of controversy, and then, you know, the hostage crisis that, and them getting released when President Reagan came into office. So, you know, he might not have gone down as one of the best presidents, but his work after presidency has been very admirable, and he has been very well respected by both sides of the aisle. So his family had written on Twitter, after a series of short hospital stays, former U.S. President Jimmy Carter today decided to spend his remaining time at home with his family and receive hospice care instead of additional medical intervention. He has the full support of his family and his medical team. The Carter family asked for privacy during this time and is grateful for the concern shown by his many admirers. So, as I said, you know, he did have multiple medical issues, one of which was stage 4 melanoma, which he battled in 2015. And from what we understand, it went into remission. I am not sure if that has come back or if B98, multiple other health issues are coming his way. But usually when you suffer a hip fracture, sadly, that could be a kind of the start of a process towards, you know, leaving this earth. And it's hip fractures are fairly dangerous, and unfortunately, because your lack of mobility, it can accelerate death, which is why we keep telling all of us who hopefully haven't had hip fractures, if you could get up and move, you get up and move. The reason why individuals who have, let's say, Parkinson's, or as we spoke about with Bruce Willis's dementia, and they start to become less mobile, one of the things that accelerates the terminality of it is them not being able to move and hike and walk and move around. So for those of you that can do, and I hate to say that, but it's so with hospice care. Hospice care means they want to focus on the quality of life for those who are nearing their end of life. They want to ease pain, suffering, and maximize comfort. So with hospice, according to the National Institutes of Health, about 90% of patients die within the six-month time frame after entering hospice. There are individuals, such as my friend's father, who didn't pass that quickly and was comfortable, and was living and talking to kids, and was able to still, again, the point of hospice isn't to help you die. The point of hospice is to make you comfortable, and when you decided, I'm not going to do the surgery, or I'm not going to fight the cancer, or I'm not going to fight the process. There's routine home care, continuous home care, general inpatient care, and respite care. And depending on what gets done and what is needed, some people can improve with hospice. There are some individuals that go into hospice and actually improve. But the majority of individuals, that decision is made when it's time to put one through the medical interventions. And I got to tell you guys, that is a very, very tough decision to make. You know, youth is ignorance is bliss, and youth is wasted on the young, and it blows my mind the sort of decisions my parents and grandparents had to make with loved ones. And I would just think to myself, well, I hope I never have to make that decision. Hope I never. And then I became a doctor, and you're like, oh boy. And to make that decision, which is a brave one, to not intervene medically, that is not an easy decision. Especially when you have family members, like I have some family members that say, do it all. Don't, and it's probably because they don't trust the family. They think everybody's going to want to pull the plug. And so when you have family members saying, don't let me die, like, we don't want to let you die. We don't, you know, but if you're suffering and if there's no chance of recovery, what is the best way to go? And it's interesting because we're starting to see a lot of laws that are with this next legislative session throughout the country in multiple states. Look at the death with dignity laws physician-assisted suicide. There's a big demand these days for this. And we have to be careful. Because like we did with marijuana or we did with lockdowns, you start to go to one extreme. It's really hard to pull back, and this is something that needs to take some time. But if an individual has a terminal illness, many of us doctors have seen families that will keep fighting, and the patient doesn't want to fight anymore. The patient wants to, go to heaven. The patient wants to rest. And that's why we recommend that you all make your advance directives and your desires known when you feel good because when families will deal with a guilt and they'll have this guilt of we killed you. And they don't understand that when we put you on a respirator, you were probably going to die anyway. And so if you make a decision for your family member to do hospice or to not have medical interventions or to turn off the respirator, that, or life support, shall we say, life support, because many people on respirators are still alive. Life support, that doesn't mean you're killing them. But many people can't live with that. When my grandmother went on life support, the family said, I can't make this decision. You have to make the decision. And I was okay with it being a physician. Now, but I get it. People just didn't want that on their conscience. They want it now. With my family, trust me, you don't want that responsibility because it comes up at reunions. Well, you killed him, or you did this. So I have the type of family that's pretty dysfunctional. But for a very good working family that understands, everybody should be a part of the decision-making process so it's not a surprise. And then understand that there are things that can be done to make people comfortable. Now, a big concern many people ask is, will hospice accelerate the death? And so many individuals are afraid for their family member to go into hospice because they feel that the people aren't going to care, that they need a new bed, that after Medicare doesn't pay, it's in whatever entity's best interest to accelerate the death. They should not have that control. All right. If you have a family member involved in hospice care, whether it's at their house or at a hospice home or a medical facility, you as a family member, as long as you were given permission before the family member couldn't make decisions anymore, get to see what the medicine list is. You get to speak to the physician. You get to meet the staff, and you'll feel confident. But with anybody in a nursing home or anybody in hospice, make sure you're present. I've seen family members dumped. And when the younger family doesn't visit or isn't involved, suspicions may grow. And it's not easy. So luckily we have advanced in how we manage our end of life process. And hospice does amazing things, and I'm very, very grateful for this specialty in medicine. And depending on what somebody needs, they walk you through, they explain everything, and most of us have an incorrect image of that. But understand that sometimes, there is no more fight, and the best thing to do is make people comfortable. Godspeed to President Jimmy Carter. I hope he still survives, but I hope he's comfortable as well. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. President Biden's in Poland, his original public destination to mark the first year of the war between Ukraine and Russia. But he surprised us early this morning by first showing up in Ukraine.
Mr. President, I'm delighted to be able to repay your visit to our country.
He spent about 5 hours in Kyiv. There's word of another strong earthquake hitting the border between Turkey and Syria. This one a magnitude 6.3 that was about 6 miles deep. It's going to be a snowy mess this week as an Alberta Clipper swoops into the northern tier of the USA. Temperature range said to be very tight for that system. Rain is in the forecast for Chicago, but snow will fall just to the north. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he will decide in May, after the Florida state legislative session is over, whether he will run for president. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a couple emails. One is, why hasn't President Biden shown up to the East Palestine area to assess what's going on? Why is he in Kyiv? Well, that's, I'm not a political analyst to the degree of a medical analyst, but I'll give you my opinion on that. And then another email had to do with what I think of President Biden's physical exam and the doctor that performed it. I was actually impressed with the findings, but I have an opinion on that too. So here's the thing. As we are at the year mark of the invasion of Russia with Ukraine, to Ukraine, I mean, we knew for months Biden was probably going to be there. You know, he has falling popularity numbers. He's got a lot of issues domestically. So having a photo op in Kyiv was, I think, always planned. Now, it was a surprise visit because, of course, this is huge from a security standpoint. And from what I understand, it was a 10-hour train ride from Poland. They took a train, a 10-hour train ride, which could have made him very, very vulnerable. And I'm actually glad he went there. He should have been in Ohio earlier, but that might be a sign that maybe Ohio wasn't safe enough for him to go to yet, which makes people very nervous when East Palestine residents are like, wait a second, so our president can go to a war-torn country. And he's going to then maybe come on back to Ohio. Why didn't he come to Ohio? This has been going on now for a couple weeks. What's not safe about East Palestine? So the optics were bad in terms of that. If I were on Biden's team and the EPA assured me that the air was fine, I think President Biden should have gone to Ohio before he went to Poland and Kyiv. I think the optics of this are poor. But I do think him going to Kyiv on the year anniversary of the war does help him. It just, again, I don't understand what his marketing team and his PR team are doing, because this was a huge undertaking, especially since, you know, I do think he's feeble. I think our president is feeble and needs assistance and is not as strong as previous presidents were. So, he has to run and take cover. He could definitely fall, break a hip. Obama could run. I even think Trump could probably run. Bill Clinton was able to run, Bush. So you do get a little nervous. But he had a stripped down, he didn't strip down. We don't want that. But they call it a stripped-down retinue, where only a handful of his closest advisors accompanied, a small medical team, and a Secret Service detail. So he does have a medical team with him. The traveling press pool was reduced from 13 people to just 2. There was a photographer and a reporter. They were sworn to secrecy, and their phones were taken away. Jake Sullivan, the president's national security advisor, General Mally Dillon, his deputy chief of staff, Annie Tomasini, director of Oval Office Operations. They took a transatlantic flight at 4:15 a.m. before daybreak, and then they had another smaller jet, and I think they had a special air mission flight instead of Air Force One. They refueled in Germany, and then they headed to Rzeszów, and then he took a train, overnight train, to Kyiv. So the airspace above Ukraine is contested by Russian warplanes. So he couldn't just fly in. It was safer to take a 10-hour train journey. So kudos to him for doing this. To get him in and out for that photo op. Again, it's one of those things where it didn't really help. Does Kyiv really need photo ops on this 1-year anniversary of thousands of Ukrainian civilians being killed and raped and tortured? I don't know if we need to do that, but he, based on Biden not appearing to be very present, this does help. But he's got to get over to Ohio, and he's got to show. My guess is if he does go to Ohio, they're going to ask him to drink the water. Was it a congressman or a senator that said the head of the EPA should drink the water if they're comfortable with drinking the water? Just go ahead and drink it. I mean, if I felt comfortable, if I looked at what the EPA found and I was comfortable with all the chemicals and I did my own research on what chemicals could react and create what with heat, and they said, here's the water, we tested it, I would drink it. But, again, I'm just not 100% sure that they have looked at everything. So now going back to the question of hopefully he can fight. He's now in hospice care. But in terms of President Biden's physical exam findings, from a physical exam, it was very thorough, except for the cognitive aspect. Now, I did notice that President Biden grew a half an inch. So last year, he was 5'11½". This year, he was 72 inches or 6 feet tall. So he grew a half an inch. Now, I don't think that's a big deal. I think it's just measurements. If the nurse rounded up versus last time didn't round up, that could account for the half inch. He did lose 6 pounds from his previous physical. I believe he was, I don't have his weight, but I noticed he lost about 6 pounds. And he did have a chest lesion that was biopsied for cancer. But the exam did not mention cognitive testing. So people say, well, is Dr. O'Connor a quack? No, he's not a quack. Dr. Kevin O'Connor is a very good doctor. He's board certified in family medicine. He's a doctor of osteopathy. He appeared to do a very thorough look, the throat clearing, even though that could be a sign of Parkinson's and dementia. He said it was due to gastroesophageal reflux disease. I'm glad they're thinking about that as well. That's in the differential. It looks like the medications he's on are appropriate. I think the doctor is doing a good job. I just think they're missing a good part of the physical. And I think with memory loss and certain issues that the president has elicited, I think an MRI to look for atrophy is warranted. An MRI of the brain. Now, that is not done on routine physicals. So, by the book, if Dr. O'Connor, you know, looked at heart, lungs, skin, neurological, you know, he did a very good exam. It's just, I would really like to see the MRI of President Biden. Now, we got to be careful with that. Because atrophy comes with age. Some of us could have atrophy, which is a shrinking of parts of the brain. Some of us could have that now. I could have it. Not surprised. We all have evidence of it. But would President Biden's brain MRI match his cognitive testing? Well, we don't have cognitive testing. That hasn't been done. I know President Trump did some because he was asked to, and he wanted to show the public, look, okay, yeah, I have my memory, my mental set. Fine. We don't have that with Biden, and it's been very frustrating because if his White House team wants to prove everybody wrong, show the test he did. But that's not being done. So that's why I'd suggested, well, then an MRI of the brain. If it doesn't show atrophy, if it doesn't show loss of white matter, gray matter, no signs of infarcts, he had atrial fibrillation. Those are things that could be reassuring. So I think it was a good exam. I think Dr. O'Connor did a good job. It's just I think it's missing the cognitive aspect and an MRI. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when the media announces that a child has had a heart attack or we are seeing an uptick in kids with heart disease, it scares a lot of parents. And many of you have reached out about, do kids get heart attacks? What's going on? What's causing this? And there's a lot of speculation and there's a lot of people that are kind of concerned and scared. But one thing we've talked about on the show is we do have children with heart disease. February is American Heart Month, so we've been highlighting these facts. And one in every 120 babies in the United States is born with heart disease. And so we do have to be aware that heart disease is not just a grown-up issue. It's also a pediatric issue. And joining us next is Dr. Matthew O'Connor, attending cardiologist and the medical director of the Heart Failure and Transplant Program at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Dr. O'Connor, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so you've been busy. You've been busy. We've been, aware of a lot of things that have been afflicting kids. What are you seeing in your practice?
Well, like you said, there's a lot of kids are born every year in this country with a congenital heart defect, meaning they're born with a defect in the heart that was present since birth. 40,000 kids a year. About 10,000 of those kids will need cardiac surgery or another kind of intervention called cardiac catheterization during the first year of life to treat that condition. And so that's that forms the most of what we do as pediatric cardiologists.
Mm. And, you know, the 1 in 120 babies, that's a lot. That is that number rising, or are you noticing it's going down because of our interventions?
No, it's basically staying the same. We don't really have a good way of preventing these heart defects from happening, largely because we don't really know why they happen. We classify most of these congenital heart defects as sporadic, meaning there's no family history, there's no genetic cause, there's no environmental cause. It's largely likely due to the fact that the heart's just such a complicated structure, and it starts beating at 28 days after conception. So there's a lot of opportunities for things to go wrong with such a complicated structure.
Now, you and your team perform over 850 heart surgeries a year, pediatric heart surgeries. That's huge. You do open heart procedures, closed heart procedures, heart transplants. You know, talk to us about that. You know, how's the long-term outcome for these kids?
Yeah, overall, it's very good. The outcome for any given patient really depends on the specific defect they have, and I like to tell folks that there are close to 150 distinct congenital heart conditions. And so your outcome really depends on what condition you have. However, over 95% of kids with a congenital heart defect survive to adulthood. And that includes the kids who get surgery and need multiple procedures. And so one of the really important things in my job is to give families hope and reason for optimism, despite the fact their child may have a complicated defect.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we have ultrasound, we have a variety of things we could use. How are you diagnosing these heart defects?
By and large, they're diagnosed by ultrasound or echocardiography, and that can be done when the baby's a fetus, still in the womb. It can be done after the baby's born. We also use CAT scans. We use MRIs. We use 3D printing and 3D modeling. And we also use something called cardiac catheterization as ways of diagnosing heart disease.
And some of these babies don't at birth always elicit their issues. Sometimes it could come, you know, on follow-up exams. What are some of the symptoms that parents need to be aware of?
Yeah, by and large, you know, if the defect hasn't shown symptoms in infancy, some other things that need to be looked for, including high blood pressure, heart murmurs, chest pain, particularly in kids when we see symptoms of chest pain or shortness of breath or fainting with exercise, that can sometimes clue us to the fact there's a heart defect. Most of the time there isn't, but those are some of the symptoms that we look out for, particularly with exercise, something we are very closely attentive to.
Mm-hmm. And I believe it was somebody from your team that was doing intrauterine heart surgery. Is that it? And I think about a year ago. So there are things that are you doing them intrauterine or once they're born?
Largely after they're born, there are a few selected cases where you can do intrauterine or prenatal interventions to treat a heart defect. But because the heart is so complex, because it's beating, because it's moving around, it's very hard to do interventions in utero. And so the vast majority of our interventions are cardiac surgeries and cardiac catheterizations done after the baby's born.
We are so grateful for you and your team. Dr. Matthew O'Connor, attending cardiologist and the medical director of the Heart Failure and Transplant Program at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. So I'm sure you have a lot of advice to give parents. They're concerned. They're seeing that, you know, kids, you know, may not only with congenital, but may be facing cardiac issues in their adolescence. I've been warning parents about the dangers of these, you know, of caffeine, of drugs, of poor diets. What are you telling parents?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely correct. I think two of the biggest risk factors for children right now are their poor diets with too much added sugar and too much fat and too much processed food, and also inactivity. You know, kids are not getting enough exercise and regular physical activity. And, you know, there may not be immediate complications of that during childhood, but it certainly sets the stage for problems in adulthood. And so if we can get kids to adopt healthy eating and exercise habits during childhood, we hope that they will stick with them for the long term and prevent some of the complications that we see in adults down the road.
Absolutely. So, we've advanced so much. It's 2023. What does the future look like with cardiac treatment, interventions? What comes next?
Yeah, I think you're going to see a continued move towards less invasive ways of treating heart defects. As I mentioned earlier, most of the interventions are cardiac surgery, but we're starting to see the cardiac catheterization lab, where instead of a big open incision on the chest, you just do a little access in one of the blood vessels in the leg to sneak a catheter into the heart, where you can close holes, fix valves, replace valves. That's going to continue to develop in pediatrics, I think, over the next coming years, and I think we'll also see better ways of treating heart failure with medications and implantable pumps to support the circulation.
That's absolutely amazing. Where can my listeners find more information?
I would encourage them to check out our website for our hospital, which is heart.chop.edu. They can find more about the defects and the treatment options that are available.
Well, we appreciate you. We appreciate your team. February is American Heart Month. We should talk about this all year long, but we're very grateful, and we can't wait for you to come back.
Great. Thanks for having me.
All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, when we get back in the next hour, we're going to be talking about some of the latest news stories, especially what's been going on with the exposure to chemicals in Palestine, Ohio. I know many people are concerned about long-term effects like we saw with September 11th and what we saw from that disaster and what our first responders and people in the area were exposed to. You know, when it comes to our hearts, if I could just close with this, we take it for granted, and it beats, and it continues to beat, and we are very grateful that it continues to beat, and we don't teach people to concentrate on that because they could freak out going, oh my gosh, is it stopping? But even though we've learned to go on with our lives while our heart continues to beat as it's done since it was a fetus, you just can't ignore it, and it does take care. It takes hydration, needs water, it needs healthy food. It needs checkups. So, you know, and you know, oftentimes, you know, things might go unnoticed in a child that needs to be picked up as well. So we're grateful for all our medical specialists who handle that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. go to irs.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.